Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's read verse 21 to verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to verse 23. Our message today is speak about suffering. First Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, say, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. That's the prayer. Oh God, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord to anoint this time. We anoint your word to us. Speak to us, O Lord. And I pray there will be fruit in our life. There will be a teaching that you will be able, each and every one of us, to hear your word and your voice. That you speak to us about certain issues in our lives. The areas that we need to change and transform in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that the purpose of sending this word to us shall be accomplished. And whatever fruit that you desire, I pray that will take place. Take the message, let it reach those who need it. Let it be healing, let it be grace, let it be also fruit of the Holy Spirit to appear in our lives, O God, especially patience, long-suffering, perseverance, gentleness, kindness, love, joy, and peace. I pray, O God, that you help those who are in need tonight, and those who are seeking help from you, those who are in troubles, those having certain issues. I pray that the message will help them to know the next step that they need to do in their life. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. The issue of suffering, sometimes we think that it is something unusual for us to pass through suffering. But the scripture speaks about it, that it is part and parcel of our Christian life and also our Christian growth. Why God allow suffering to pass into our lives? Now, no one of us will like suffering, but there are certain things that then when we pass through it, that suffering will impart us good things, not the bad things. But unfortunately, sometimes when we suffer, we not allow the suffering to teach us good things, but we allow the suffering to nurture in our lives bad things. And that's why we find people angry with God, retaliating, and a lot of negative things. But let us take it positively and let us be discerning why God allows certain trials and suffering in our life to continue and to take place. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8. Say, that's about Jesus. Say, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Now he speaks about Christ that he was a son of God. But he learned obedience by the thing that he suffered. The suffering that God allowed in the life of Jesus, that brought obedience into his life. That cultivated obedience into his life. Now, how I can think it about myself? Now, what is the area that I am suffering through? That area of my suffering, that should teach me more obedience. And that's the purpose of God. God will not change the scriptures. If God wants us to obey through suffering, now let us consider that the difficulties that we are passing through, there are certain things that God wants us to adopt, to obey, and that I am not telling that there is area in your life that you are suffering, you accept it. I'm not telling this. But what I'm telling, there are certain changes God wants to see in your life, that suffering He allowed in order for the changes to take place. Not that you react to the suffering or the trial. No. React with God. See, Lord, what's the thing that I need to change so that this trial will be no more? Because once you are changed and learn obedience in a certain area, that automatically this trial will go away because the purpose of it had been accomplished. Now let's go also to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Why God certain time allow certain people, certain conditions to come into your life. That attitude that need to be changed, God wanted to be changed. When you are changed, you will find that trial automatically disappear. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, why God allow suffering in our life. Let's read what Paul says. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now there is another purpose here of suffering. God wants us to crucify the sinful nature. That area of the sinful nature, God wants to be crucified. And every now and then, suffering, God wants to cut certain things in your life. Watching TV, YouTube, sometimes gossips, eating too much food, spending money, sleeping too much. Certain area in your life, God wants to get it crucified. After that area crucified, then also the trial will be, and the suffering will be also changed and corrected. Why God allows suffering? In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Certain times sicknesses, problems, difficult situations. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now, certain time we have a pride and become conceited. And God allowed a thorn of flesh, a thorn in the flesh coming from Satan, affecting part of our body. Even physically we are not yet as before faith, in order that our conceit and our exaltation, our pride will be lessened. That's why God allow certain suffering into our life so that in order to humble us down. And if you read verse 8 and 9, we can understand why God allows certain suffering in our lives to take a place and sometimes take a good time in our life. Paul said, verse 8 and 9, "For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might be departed from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Certain time, weaknesses that we have in the body or thought or certain capability that we had lost or we have defect in it. Now we understand that certain time God allows so that He will humble us down. But certain time, it's not about that He will humble us down, but there's something that God wants us to learn, that we should rely on His grace, not on our own power. You know, most of the time, we have worries about the future, about age and about strength, and we think that we may not be able to do it at a certain age or a certain time because there are certain hindrances and some difficulties that we are passing through. But that is not the way that God wants us to think. Even if we are capable and we have facilities, still we cannot do it unless the grace of God will enable us to pass through it. Paul here, he was pleading with God to take this thorn away from him. But God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. That is not your problem. Even if that sickness is there, that will not affect you. I am not going to give you healing to take the thorn away, but I am going to give you the grace that will enable you to achieve and do everything that I want you to do and take the place in your life." Now these are the simple outline of why God allows suffering, to teach us obedience, to crucify our sinful natures. Sometimes He wants us to humble down. Yeah, and the fourth one, he wants us to rely on His grace. How many of you know, in front of you there are mountains that, you know, if 20 years ago, well, I can climb it. But now, you know, at this age, it's very hard. But that is not the way to think. The way here is, I rely on the grace of God to help me to pass through these things. Have you got the point here? That even if I have the capability to, because 20 years ago, I was relying on my strength. But what happened from my experience, even when I have the strength to cross mountains, God would not allow me to do it by my own. He was blocking me. Now I don't have strength to do it, but I trust God in His grace. If He wants me to pass it, it will be fine and easy. He will do it to me. Now, let us go now to the cross of Jesus and let us see how He passed through that suffering. There are stages. You know, in the book of Philippians, when He says in the book of Philippians chapter 1, now do you understand why the purpose of suffering in your life? How many of you are depending on the grace of God? I'm not telling you don't do your part, but I'm telling here, even you are doing your part, but you are very convinced that He will not allow by His grace to happen, it will not take place. And also, don't be crippled by your abilities. Even your abilities cannot fit, but if He really wants you to go through it and pass it, it will take place also. I'm not saying dreaming, but I am speaking about how to live in the mind of Christ in this crippled, in this corrupted world that is all of us are suffering today. Philippians chapter 1 verse 29, you say, for unto you it is given in behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Now here I understand now, if God has given me faith, I cannot separate it from suffering. Have you get the point? Most of the time we don't want suffering. And we pray God will take away His wrath. That's okay, but the scripture must be fulfilled. If we have faith, then show me where is your suffering also. Amen? It cannot be that God will give faith, but He don't give suffering. I'm not speaking about that you sin. No. Apart from sin, that you are repenting, that your attitude all correct, and everything is fine with your personality, but where is the suffering that God allows into your life? Because we understand from scriptures, when we stop sinning, the persecution of the devil will start. Have you get the point? When we stop sinning, the suffering of the persecution, the devil will attack us when we start to obey God in full, or we just started on the way that God wants us to move. So here, according to this scripture, we believe on Christ and we also suffer for Him. Now Christ, when He faced the suffering, when He was born and until the age of 30 He was human, then after He got water baptized, started to serve God, the suffering started. Devil started to attack Him, tempt Him, and finally Christ would know that He had to face the cross. Amen? Not to face the cross, He needed to pass through the cross. Amen? Now, there are three kinds of people that now you can see in life. There are people, they know there is ahead of them trials, Christ. There is some cross they need to pass through. What they would do? They want to be smart. They want to be smart. They don't want to pass that suffering. There are people, I say about them, they are very good in getting excuses. Once they know there is some cross there, they are ready with their alibis. And they want to jump away. You know, such kind of people, God really wants them very well. He knows what they are doing. Once they change the way, God, they will find another for them, another trial. Now such attitude, it is not helpful to them, and also it is not acceptable before God. When we do this way, as if we want to be more smart than God Himself. You know, sometimes people, they will make many stories to avoid certain kind of commitment. But the Bible cannot change. They will change the church, they will change the job, they will make stories. But God knows what is going on. Let's read Philippians chapter 2 verse 8. So don't try to avoid the cross. Don't bypass it. But go ahead and through it. You say, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Have you got the point here? He became, although He's God, He became a man, he humbled himself, he became obedient unto death. You want me to die? I am willing. How about, what kind of death? Death on the cross. He humbled himself, he accepted. Most of the time, we find the people escaping. But the more they escape, as we say, the more they are under more suffering and more under trials. God wants us to obey willfully. Have you got the point here? No force. Most of the time, now I can assure you that 99% of the people, they are disobeying because they are forced. They are, you know, they are being held hand and feet by many trials that they cannot move. But if it is their own self, they are free, they are dancers in the world. So the kind that God wants us to be, kind of people, without force, you know that the cross there, right? I don't need to force you, the church force you, somebody force you, the government force you, go through it. Why? It is on your neck. You want to get it right to heaven or no? You go through it. And I found something from my experience, when you say to the Lord, yes, I'm going. Without, I mean, just the Holy Spirit is something you will find, you go ahead. When you are moving your head certain time, when you are moving your head to do it, you find the cross no more. Have you got the point? The more you try to escape it, the more will be fall on your head. Sometimes we want to suffer less, it ends up with the suffering. Do it willingly. Now this is the first kind that you know there is a trial ahead of you. You are not in it. Don't try to be smart, go back or hide yourself. No, it will not work. Now the second kind of people category, those who are on the cross already. You find yourself one day you are on the cross, severe trials, you can't explain, injustice, amen? Why like this happened? You want to solve it, you want to understand where is the justice. I can't explain to you why you are passing the trial, but I can tell you what the scriptures teach us. Have you get the point? When we are on the cross, don't try to get the cause or the reason, but you must learn how to come out of it, right? Have you get the point? If you will know why and how this happened, there's no value of it. But the purpose, when you are on the cross, you need to come out of it. How you can come out of it? Apostle Peter wrote very beautiful things about the Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we have read it. What he wrote, and let us learn from Christ. Apostle Peter, as I spoke a few days ago, when the Lord restored him back, he was really abiding with the principle of Christ, and certain things that he wrote, it showed that really he understood well what Christ was doing. You see, verse 21, for even here unto where ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, so we are called also to suffer, leaving us an example that we should follow his step. Amen. There is an example how to come out of it. We need to follow his step, not because we are following Christ we have to suffer, no. Take that, I have to pass through this stairs, following his example how to come out. I will learn how Christ came out from it, and I will be able to come out of it. Who did no sin? The first thing is when you are in that situation, when the people sinning against you, you don't sin. Amen? I'm not telling you that don't protect yourself or do something, but you don't sin. Because that will have to come out. How to open the door? Yeah, there's, you know, every door has a key, right? So to make that key to work, first, not to sin. And sometimes when we are on the cross, the pain and suffering sometimes cause us reaction, and this reaction are sins. We need to avoid that as much as we can. And that's where, you know, when we submit ourselves to go forward, there's what we call the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, when Jesus was on the cross, the Bible tells us that He offered Himself by the Holy Spirit. We will read that, but let us first finish this here, how we pass through the, how we can graduate from the cross. Who did no sin? He did not sin. And then, neither was guile found in his mouth. Don't speak bad things. And that is very thing that you need to have a bridle in your mouth, in our prayer, you know. Sometimes, really, if we will record what we speak on trials, and we, after that, we will just, after we record, after, we will just hear it again. It is very shameful. How many of you, when you pass through trial, you speak bad words, after that, say, Lord, forgive me what I spoke, forgive me what I prayed. So, but he said, neither was guile found in his mouth, no bitterness, no bad words. And verse 23, oh, when he was reviled not again. He did not retaliate. He did not revenge. He did not fight back. See, these are the three things. I am speaking about how to come out from the cross, because if you sin, okay, if you have bitterness and speak bad, and if you retaliate, the cross of Jesus, He was hung 3 hours, it will be extended. Maybe after that, the breaking of the legs also. This message is, I put the outline of it 2 weeks ago. Only yesterday the Lord told me that tomorrow will be right. So here, don't retaliate. And when he suffered, he threatened not. He did not make, I will revenge and I will do this to you and I will do this. He did not threaten anyone. Yeah? But he committed himself to him that judges justly, righteously. What he did? He trusts God that God will be the one to secure the outcome of that trial and that suffering that I am passing through. And that is where the faith will meet. That is the faith that will meet us in our life. How many times we want to program our days and our years, but ultimately we find that God visits us with certain trials and suffering in order to let us know that we need to trust Him at the end. He will be the one to give us and justify us as we commit our life to Him. So the second category of people, those who are on the cross. When you are on the cross, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stage 1, when you are before the cross, don't try to avoid it. Have you get the point? Go through it, it may be taken away. When you are on the cross already, 1, 2, 3, 4, don't sin, okay? Don't speak bad words, don't revenge or threaten or take reactions, bad to bad. But trust God that He will give you what is due for you. Now the third category of people, they had already passed the suffering. They pass a hard time. But still, their mind, what has happened in the past. Have you got the point here? Unforgiveness there, bitterness is there, a grumbling already there. The point here, instead of getting the negative aspect of it, since God saved me, I am now better, God will give me back, or He is giving back what I had lost. This category of people, even they have no trials, they have no problems, but their problem is that they cannot forget what had happened in the past. Amen? So here, our attitude and our setup of the mind, it may bring us into suffering by ourselves. Sometimes we complicate our suffering by our wrong action and wrong things we do while we are on the suffering. If the suffering had passed away, already God had done the surgical procedure and it had already been cut certain sinful area in your life, has been crucified in sinful nature, this is the time to praise God, live in peace, thank God that you had been graduated. If you are on the cross, you learn how to also pass through it. If it is ahead of you, don't worry much, don't bypass it, you go ahead. Because what God promised in Hebrews chapter 9, don't avoid it. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14, it shows some tips why we don't need to be afraid to go through the cross. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now here speak about how Christ offered himself. Christ offered himself to God on the cross through the eternal Spirit. He was taken by the Holy Spirit through the cross. Although he gets the pain, but there is the work of the Holy Spirit that enables him to pass through it. Sometimes you ask yourself, how I was able to pass through hard time? You were not alone. Have you get the point? You were not alone. The Holy Spirit was really with you. How He was with you, not only inside you, but He was behind you, at your side, and ahead of you also. Have you got the point? You were encased all around by the Holy Spirit. That was, you were able to pass it easily. 78, that's some certain time. I don't know how I passed through that trial. Because the Holy Spirit will not give you more than, you know, I mean, there are certain limit. He may let you feel the pain, but He will enable you to pass through it. He will make it possible. That's why the advice here, don't avoid passing through the cross. Because passing through the cross, listen to this, is bypassing the Holy Spirit's work in your life. And I'm not willing to go without the Holy Spirit. I would rather, yeah, go with the Holy Spirit on a raging sea than to lay down in a green pasture without the Holy Spirit. That's all staying. Thank you God for your word. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithful. You will never leave us, nor forsake us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word that helped us and held us to make us understand What is life all about? Oh God, I pray that you will apply this message of yours in our lives. We trust that there is a purpose that is sent to us. I pray that you will take wholeheartedly. We might not be in need of this message this moment, but maybe tomorrow, oh God. Remind us of your spirit. And let me be a fruit of God. I pray for those who are ahead of them the cross. Give them encouragement. Convince them not to bypass it, but to go through it, because your Holy Spirit is leading them and will take them out in the best condition, O Lord. And I pray for those who are on the job, on the cross. Let them be trained well, O God, that they will not sin, that they will not retaliate, they will not speak bad, but they will trust you fully in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who have been past the suffering, they will rejoice, O God. I bind the spirit of grumbling and murmuring, I rebuke in our lives in the name of Jesus. We release the spirit of thanksgiving. O God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, you are faithful. We trust that you will lead us through it victoriously. We magnify your name. We bless you. In Jesus' name.
Lord,
God bless us. Enlarge your territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not in pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.